Tell me about some of the things that you're encouraging people to do in preparation for what could be a massive storm.
Well, I'm very seriously asking people to help us help them. This is a huge storm. It has wavered between a Category 4 and 5. Of course, as it gets further into the Gulf, it will hit a lot warmer water, so it could strengthen. So people need to think now about what they can do to protect themselves, protect their families. I would encourage them, if they haven't done so already, to go onto the Internet, look at FEMA.gov or Ready.gov, start putting together their hurricane kits, understand their evacuation plans, understand where they need to go, and then listen to the radio stations. When an evacuation order is given, they need to heed that order because they're given based on scientific evidence that says you need to get out of here.
Okay, and what types of things should people be buying in preparation? You know, you hear go to the store, stock up on batteries, you know, stress the importance of batteries especially.
Well, people need to think in terms of what could happen after the hurricane strikes. You know, and we've seen this year after year, and we're seeing it right now in Florida based on what happened in Charlie and Frances. Because these hurricanes pack so much moisture and winds with them, power lines are going to be down. So people can expect to be without electricity for at least a couple of days, if not a week or longer. So when you think about not having power in your home, you need to have that battery-powered radio, extra batteries. You need to have water stocked up. You need to have things that you can eat that don't require to be cooked. You need to have extra medications. You need to be able to survive in that house or a shelter or wherever you go without that power, without those basic needs for a while. So put them together now.
All right. And here in Alabama, we're definitely, as usual, looking at the possibility of some flooding from this storm moving up through the coast. What specifically should people in this type of situation do to prepare for flooding like that?
Well, you know, flooding causes more deaths in hurricanes than anything else, because people tend to not understand the physics of water and what it can do. I've seen too many pictures of pickup trucks driving through intersections where the water literally will pick up the pickup truck, carry it downstream, then the people in the truck, you know, drown. I've seen people who try to cross streets where it doesn't look like the water is very deep, and the water does not have to be very deep for the power of the water to knock you off your feet and carry you downstream. So they need to be exceptionally careful and understand that the floodwaters can cause as much, if not more, deaths and damage than the hurricane itself.
Right. And also, this storm has proven to be deadly in the Caribbean. And so I guess FEMA is stressing, don't take chances with these evacuation orders.
Absolutely. I mean, the most important thing they can do is to listen to and heed the advice of the local authorities when they give any sort of information or warning or evacuation order. Please listen to those people. Follow what they say.
Right. As I think Jeb Bush said in Florida last night, don't be a macho man.
It literally drives me nuts to hear about people who want to ride the storms out, who want to, you know, prove to the world that they can, withstand these storms. I always want to ask them this question. You know, these emergency workers, the firefighters and the police and everybody else, they risk their lives to go in and save those people. And do they want to be the one to cause a firefighter or someone to lose their life because of, frankly, a silly decision they make to try to prove to the world how macho they are?
Mike, thank you so much.
You bet.
Uh-huh.